This is about the 30th time I am refreshing my mail. I have even gone to the junk folder to see if the message is there, but I still haven't gotten the mail I have been waiting for. I still have not received any reply from the company that I pitched to. And this job, this new line of work, is something that I really need to show up in my life right now, because I think if I go on that route, it will help me to explore a part of me that I have not been able to explore since like forever. And that is what I need right now in my life. I need something different. I need a change. I need an extra source of income, because bills are literally killing me. And I've noticed that no matter how good my real estate business is going or how bad it's going, I need another source of income. And secondly, I'm trying to make good use of my time as a youth, you know, as a young person, to explore all my options and not just like be somewhere. I've been confused for a long time in my life as to, should I just focus on real estate, or should I also explore other part of me? Because people who knew me before know that I was into modeling, and I'm just into entertainment. And a lot of people have said, oh Machi, you should try acting, you're really good at it. Yes, I'm really good at acting, but I've not even explored that part of me. And then another side of me, into media. I know how to talk, I know how to be a red carpet host, I know how to be a presenter, the radio and on-air personality. I've not just tried it. I only serve in the media department in my church. That's the only place you see me using that part of me. But I've just not been able to try to use it in the society as maybe to make money or anything else, or to try to, you know, penetrate the media industry. And lately, you know, my sister has been telling me that, Machi, you are not exploring all parts of you. I feel like you're stuck because you're looking for money. You've just been so stuck on this real estate thing. Yes, I'm at a point in my life where I need all the money that I can get. But am I making the right decision by just getting stuck? Will I regret when I'm 30 or 40 and I never go to explore other parts of me? Will I become unhappy and feel so unfulfilled no matter the money I make from real estate? I don't want that for myself. I don't want to grow into a 30-year-old who's so unhappy. I want to be able to explore the media space and know that, oh, it didn't work for me, that's why. And not having regrets that, oh, I didn't try. So I have sent a lot of emails to different radio houses, you know, trying to get a spot there, even if it's just been an intern, but I've not gotten any reply. I don't know, maybe my demo is not good enough, or maybe I need to take a leap of faith and just like go to the radio houses and, you know, like sit there and be bent on being attended to before I leave. I know all of those extreme faith actions. I don't know. But well, I don't know, maybe tomorrow I'll wake up and I'll feel like doing that. But I'm just here to reach out to other people like me who might be waiting for that job opportunity or that lover. You know, you could be at a point in your life where you're just waiting for something new. You're just bored. You need something fresh. You need a fresh start in your life. And, you know, it could be job, it could be relationship, it could be anything. I'm just out here reaching out to you, letting you know that you're not alone. I'm here with you. I'm doing this too. And you just don't have to act like you have your life figured out. I think a great percentage of us in our age grade, mid-20s, we don't have our lives figured out. And that's totally fine. Like, where are we rushing to? That's totally fine. You know, a lot of people see me do fashion content on my Instagram. Like, some of them have the notion that, oh yeah, she's already a successful realtor. She's supposed to, like, she's not supposed to be doing all that. First of all, I don't even know who gave people the notion that I'm a successful realtor, but well, I'm not going to start arguing with all of them. So, well, they can, you know, have whatever notion they want to have. I'm hoping that with the kind of work I put into my business, which is real estate, very soon I'm going to be actually successful. But now people already perceive me as successful, and well, okay. I'm just gonna let them think that. You know, so I still need other streams of income. I'm still trying to get myself to a particular height in real estate. I'm still trying to grab that particular idea that will make me stand out. I'm still trying. I mean, I've gotten some sales here and there, clients here and there, but that's not all for me. That's not it. I just want to sell. I want to be an inspiration to another person. I want to go to greater heights in my business as a realtor. I also want to explore other parts of me. People see me do fashion content on my Instagram, and most of them are like, this is so confused. Like, why is she trying to be a content creator when she has money or when she's okay? First off, I'm not okay. I've not gotten anywhere yet. Secondly, I want people to also know me for what I enjoy doing, what I actually enjoy doing. I love creating content. I love being out there. I love talking. I just love using my voice and my talent. It makes me so happy, even more happy than I was when I closed my first deal as a realtor. That's just what life is. You can't run away from who you are. You can't hide from who you are. No matter how much money you get, if you're not doing what you love to do, you're not extremely be content and happy. So I'm trying to infuse what I love doing into my life, so that while I'm making money from real estate, I know that I'm also out there having a community of people who love my fashion sense and or who love me in the media space, you know, or I might decide that I want to go into acting. You know, that just, even if that one doesn't pay me well, I just want to be happy that I'm actually doing something that I love and people love me for it. I've not been on this podcast for a long time, and I don't even want to dwell on why I've not been on this podcast for a long time, but I promise you that once in a while I will come here and I'll reach out to you and I'll talk to you. And this podcast has not died. Please stay here, and thank you for being here. If you're listening to this and you've been waiting for another episode of the Girl Called Machi podcast, thank you for staying with me through my inconsistency and through life hurdles that have made me not to be here or to drop any episode for a long time. I promise you that gradually I'm working towards making this a consistent community. Thank you so much for being here. Please follow me on IG at Machi of Lagos and get other updates about my life there, or drop messages about maybe what you feel about this podcast. If this podcast made you feel a certain way, please reach out to me on Instagram at Machi of Lagos. That's M-A-C-H-I of Lagos, all joined together. No comma, no dot, no underscore. It's just like one word. Please reach out to me. I really love to hear from you about how helpful this podcast has been to you. I also want to hear your own story about what you're going through in life. And then with your permission, I might add it to the next podcast. Don't forget, we're a family here. We're a community. We're people who can relate, you know, to our own story. We have stories that are alike and we can relate to it. Thank you so much for being here again and again and again. Do not forget to subscribe and download this podcast so that we're going to get the reach that we deserve and a lot of other people are going to know about us. Till when next I meet you again, from me to you is I love you, and there is nothing you can do about it.